should thrill me all the time. Thank God you're mine, a lover, you're incredible. When I awake each day and feel your hands on me, a little voice inside my heart says this will be the best day there could ever be. Cause our love keeps improving, it'll never stop growing. Just one kiss from you is enough to keep me going and going and going. My obsessive heart says let's never part, so let's vow to marry each other and spend the rest of our life making love, yeah. And we can fly over the moon, cause you take me high, you take me high, you make me fly sky high. Whoa, you are the best thing in the world, and I love you. God really must care because he answered my prayers. Oh, I adore you. Oh, 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 you're my everything. Oh, I just love to sing that you are the best thing in the world. Oh, I'm so lucky to have all of my dreams come true. Kisses from you. You're my best friend, and you keep me so warm all that night. Nothing could ever replace your beautiful face and the way you set me alight. Darling, if you walked away, the world would turn gray and the sky would open and rain would descend, and I'd be too weak to defend. Oh, I would surely meet my end. So promise that you'll stay with me forever and ever, because you are the best thing in the world, and I love you. God really must care because he answered my prayers. Oh, I adore you. Oh, 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 you're my everything. Oh, I just love to say that you touching me, don't give up this ecstasy. Ooh, you are the best thing in the world, and I love you. God really must care because he answered my prayers. Oh, I adore you. Oh, 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 you're my everything. Oh, oh, I just love to sing that you. Till the mountains sink beneath the sea, and I know that you'll do just the same for me, because you are the best thing in the world. You are the best thing in the world, and I love you. God really must care because he answered my prayers. Oh, I adore you. Oh, 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 you're my everything. Oh, oh,
there's only one thing wrong with that song. It's too short. I think it should go on for 10 minutes or so. We don't know who the artist is, but it's a real hit on WFMU. If the clicky stars are any indication, it's got like 46 clicky stars. And it's called You Are the Best Thing in the World. The Shutups did World, Human Radio with Hole in My Head. Tommy Guerrero gave us A Distant Closeness. Six, Living Hats with Domingo Flamingo. Galt McDermott, Marsh Gas. Sonny Rollins from Rollins and Holland, 1966. We heard Love Walked In. And thanks to Gus Bodenheim for selling the Del Barton merch on this program. Coming up next will be Dinner at Andy's. They want you to, if you're a filmmaker and you have a short film, 3 minutes or less, they will post a link on the AccuPlaylist, and the listeners, Andy and Ken, will all watch your short film and then offer a critique. Stay tuned. And don't forget, next week we are going to premiere, that's right, a world premiere, a debut of an album recorded in 1968. It's called Astral Weeks by a young artist by the name of Van Morrison. That'll be on this program, hosted by Irwin, right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
No, Andy, you have to introduce the program.
I'm here.
Andy.
Going forward, you can listen to music.
Three?
Can one of you introduce the program? Because I'm...
Dinner at Andy's. Irwin, we don't have time.
My mic's not on, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Irwin, we don't have time.
Next week, we have a big show. But I was just going to say to Irwin, you can listen to music.
Never.
But don't form any opinions until you talk to me. Because you could. There's always a risk you'll get it wrong.
What do you think of Astral Weeks?
Astral Weeks is brilliant. You'll as you'll see next week when you hear it for the first time.
All right. That was perhaps the worst opening we've ever had.
Well, that's something.
Yeah, that is saying something.
Fine. That's a milestone.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. There. That's your opening.
Hey,
what the hell else
man,
do you need someone to say?
Thank you. That's the best opening you've ever done.
Yep. Yep, thanks.
Yeah.
That's the best opening I've ever done.
Yep.
I'm very excited. We have a new phone number.
That's right. We do have an all-new phone number tonight.
A call-in number. That's so exciting. People have been dialing the old number for years. They probably have it on speed dial.
Yeah, the old number's broken, so if you want to write this down.
Why would they write it down? You don't even know the topic. People don't even know if they're interested in the show.
Well, no, a lot of people do know the topic already.
No one knows the topic already.
People have already been posting videos.
You mean the 12 people that get our newsletter?
It's 1,000 people who get the newsletter.
You know, I've been doing this for 31 years. I have come tantalizingly close to memorizing the old number. And now you're changing it. There are 9 digits in the old number. 10 digits, right?
Yeah.
I had 7 of them memorized.
Go ahead. Show off.
I don't have them in sequence. 2, 9, 3. There's another 2, a 0. I believe there might be an 8. That's it. That's all
I know.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you're throwing this at me, this curveball.
Yeah, so tonight the new number is...
Nobody cares. Nobody. Why would anyone write it down now?
Right.
They don't know if they're interested in the show.
Right. Hey, did you enter last week's best cartoon captions into the contest like you were supposed to? Did you do that?
Here's what happened.
God. So you didn't do that.
Let me finish. As the show ended,
yeah,
I glanced out on my phone, and my bride, my wife Beth, texted me her ID. I guess she was trying to call. I guess the lines were jammed up.
Yeah, a lot of people call.
And you've got to believe me, her idea was the best idea. Her caption was by far the best caption. And then on the way home, I called my friend Jose, my cartoonist friend, and he confirmed. He agreed. Her caption was the best
And
caption.
What was that caption?
And so I said, honey, just submit your caption.
So you didn't submit any of the listener captions last week?
I kind of blagged. I kind of went home and said, no, I cannot tell a lie.
Oh, man.
I could lie to you so easily.
A really good one came in at the end.
Yeah, what was it?
It was, these are on the house.
Yeah, that's not the best one. Well, the best one is Beth Landau.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, let's reset the stage. It's a waiter taking people's orders. There are 3 pigeons on his arm, right?
Mm-hmm.
The waiter says, I forgot my crumb brush.
Forgot my crumb brush.
Wait, was that what it was? No, I'm not sure. You know the crumb brush that they use to brush off your crumbs?
Yeah.
So he's using the birds instead.
Right, okay.
That made me laugh.
All right.
Maybe it's just because that's the woman that makes me dinner.
Yeah.
You think that's it?
Well, I'm just upset that you forgot to...
I know. I'm usually pretty good
enter
about
the
that.
Captions.
I apologize.
All right. So for next week's show...
Oh, God.
For I'm next sorry. Week's show, we would like you to write us a letter. A paper letter.
Yeah.
An actual paper...
old school, traditional snail mail letter in an envelope or postcard, I guess, with a stamp on it.
Yep.
Right?
Because we haven't gotten one of those in over 15 years.
And we will not open them till we're on the air, and we will read every single one out loud.
And respond. So
where do they send it, Kenny?
They send it to WFMU.
That's all they do? But don't they have to say a 7-second delay?
I was going to just say, attention, Ken and Andy.
Okay. Attention, Ken and Andy.
P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey.
P.O. 2011, Jersey City.
New Jersey.
Hey, maybe I'll send one.
07303.
07303.
-2011.
Oh, you have to do that thing too?
You don't have to, but it helps.
07303-2011. Do those last digits, those last 9 digits, have to be in that sequence?
Yes.
07303-2011. 20211, and they have to be in that sequence.
Right.
Okay.
That's a zip code.
I got you. Okay, I'm just asking.
Like a phone number.
I got Ken. I'm just asking. Don't snap. Okay, so it's attention, Ken and Andy, Post Office Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303-2011.
There you go.
You said dash. I said hyphen. Yeah. Same thing.
No, yeah.
Same thing.
That's fine.
Not even worth mentioning.
Yep.
We have other things to talk about, Ken.
Yeah, well, we have a big show planned for tonight. It's the first Wax Monkey Film Festival.
Well, now, what is that? It's a film festival we're going to actually screen, if we can get people to submit them, three movies, short movies, maybe 3 minutes maximum.
3 minutes or less. And it's very important to Andy that these movies be scripted.
Right. They can't just be...
He doesn't want, like, what's
in... They can't
in...
just be arty-farty images that you've slapped together, collages, montages. They should have a real story.
See, that would be fine by me, but Andy right. insists on scripted movies, 3 minutes or less.
That's right. And just how do they submit it, Kenny?
They just put the link up on tonight's chat board.
And then if we pick your movie, we'll need you to come on the air and introduce it, right?
Right.
Do we have any movies to... it's kind of like a film festival.
Yeah.
And then you're going to pick a winner?
No, the listeners are going to vote because...
Oh, the listeners are going to vote.
Remember, you didn't want to be a judge.
I don't want to be a judge. I don't want to...
Because you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I don't know either. I've never heard you say any such thing before.
You know what it might have been? For Hanukkah, my kids bought me a conscience.
Oh, yeah? Did you install it?
Yeah, it was installed. And that might be the change that you just made.
Huh.
They chipped in. And then... My wife bought me a spine.
Oh.
So now I have courage, and I have a moral compass. I have a sense of right and wrong. It's a whole new me.
Wow.
So I'm very excited about our little mini film festival, and there'll be a winner. And then and then you call it the Wax Monkey Film Festival. Would you take a minute and tell us why?
Because I have a couple of wax monkeys up in my office.
Yeah, wax monkeys.
And I can give one of them away, and I'll still have another one.
So it's a wax monkey. It's like a candle. It's a monkey. It's a candle that's shaped like a monkey.
Well, it's a gold statuette, really, but okay. It's covered in wax.
And that's going to be the first prize.
Yes.
For the best film of this film festival.
And Kristen... right at the beginning, even before the show began, Kristen put an animation that she made in high school up. And
okay.
It may not necessarily be scripted, but it seems
no,
like...
It doesn't have a story? Does it have a beginning?
Yes,
a middle,
it does.
And
it seemed like
then
it had...
scripted.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the running time?
1 minute, 42 seconds,
well,
Andy.
Would you like to say this is our first entry?
Yes. So, Kristen, you can call us up at 201-209-0750.
That's a new number?
That's a brand new number. It really is a new number. I know we say every week that this is a new number, but this week it really is a new number.
201-209-0750. That's actually a good number. We should keep that
number. Yeah.
201-209-0750.
There you go.
Now, have you ever been to the South by Southwest Film Festival?
I've been to South by Southwest. I don't think I ever saw a film there, though.
Oh. We went last
year. Yeah, you go every year now.
Well, we are going again.
Yeah, it's your way of escaping the WFMU fundraising marathon.
It's a way of escaping week two.
Yeah.
Which I can, it's a way to cool down after being soaked.
Yeah.
They're really great there. They're so, get this, Ken. This is, you go to the film festival. This is how great they are. This is how generous they are. You go to the film festival, and when you go to get your pass, you know, you have to go and get your pass that you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to get my pass, they gave me my choice of pronouns, of what they would call me.
You got to choose?
Yes. Isn't that amazing? They're so great. That's Austin, maybe.
They did.
That's Austin. They are so giving.
But you always get to choose your own pronoun.
I never was asked before. They had a little menu. They had a choice. They gave you like five choices.
Uh-huh.
It took me like 15 minutes. I asked them to repeat all the choices a number of times. I ended up he, him. That's what I am. What are you?
Same.
He, him. Yeah. All right. Yep. All right.
Yeah. Hey, fist bump.
Fist bump. Yeah. It was a tough decision. They had so many choices.
Well, I used to have...
I asked if you could mix and match. Could you go, he, they? He, they?
I mean, you don't...
And they said, no, sir, no. We'd prefer if you would not mix and match.
I think you can go he, they.
You can?
Yeah.
Not in Austin, baby. They've got a lot of catching up
well,
to do.
That's something
not
to look
quite as progressive as they make out to be.
That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
When you go down there in March.
Oh yeah, I wonder what I'll be. I'll just wing it. I'll just see how I feel that day.
Yeah, see how you feel. That's perfectly acceptable to do that. And even though they're telling you that you have to choose your pronouns for the entire film
festival. Yeah, I got so nervous. Yeah.
But you don't.
You don't?
No.
No?
You can change it anytime you want.
What? What?
I'm sorry. I'm just.
You're not locked in for the whole festival?
Nope. They might try to make you think you are, but you're really not.
Well, they were writing it with a Sharpie.
Hmm.
I got so nervous.
Well, you know what you do this March?
What?
Bring your own Sharpie.
bring a bunch of white out.
Yeah.
Just in case you change your mind. Because you never know. You wake up, right? You look out the window. You open the drapes. I don't know. Today? I'm a day.
So we're looking for Kristen, who posted her invasive species animation.
Okay, Kristen, give us a call.
201-209-0750. And we're looking for anybody else to post their short video, 3 minutes or less, on the chat board. You can get there by going to WFMU.org and click on playlist and comments.
The winner of our film festival goes home with...
a golden monkey covered in wax.
I guess if it's a tie, we'll have to melt down the monkey and then distribute the wax evenly.
And we keep the gold.
We keep the gold.
Yes.
Thinking Lincoln.
Yep.
I love it.
Here we go.
You think this is Kristen?
It might be. Hi, you're on the air.
A golden monkey covered in wax.
Hi, turn down your radio and say hello.
Yeah, this is going swimmingly. This new number sucks.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Is this Kristen?
Yep, that's me.
Hi, Kristen.
Thanks for submitting your film to the Wax Monkey Film Festival.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I actually, this might be cheating. I already own that exact monkey. So this would be my second if I had the honor.
Oh, well, is yours filled with gold?
No, it is not.
Oh, well, this one is.
Look, people that have one Oscar don't refuse a second Oscar.
Maybe I'm too humble then.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you need a bigger mantle to hold all your awards.
Though, before you go into it, when you said no artsy fartsy images, I got to admit, it's filled with that. So,
but is there a,
my bad for is it a, that to
well?
A
I mean,
show.
it's up to our listeners. They're going to be voting.
Well, is there a plot of sorts in it?
Oh yeah, I would say there's a plot.
Okay,
then
great.
There you go. Then it's a
pretty
story
much for the interpretation.
But now when. While we're rolling this, we're about to view this, right, Kenny?
Yep.
And viewers at home, can they watch it too?
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, it should be. If you search Kristen Middleton, invasive species, it has a creepy drawing in the thumbnail. It should be hopefully easy to find. It's been a couple years, though.
No. It's on our webpage as well.
Yeah, it's also on the chat board. It's the very top comment on our chat board tonight.
That should be clear then.
You can just click on it on the chat board. And now, do you want to introduce this? Tell us the background. Tell us the story of how this movie came to be.
So it's actually something I made in high school for film festivals around that time. And I wanted to and still work a bit in animation. And at the time, I was super into like really edgy black and white films of the kind. So it's kind of my take on that with the Boards of Canada. Backing
the Board of Canada? You mean you got financing?
No, the band, the Boards of Canada.
No, there's no such band.
Yes, there is.
No, it's some kind of trick. She's
playing.
Yeah,
it's an ambient group I was really into at the time.
Oh, it is a band. I'm being told that's the name of a band.
Yes, that's what I just said.
Yeah. Okay. So, but this is a silent movie except for that background ambient noise. Or wait, I'll call it music. I'll go out on a limb.
Thank you, Andy.
Sure.
There you go.
Well, sure. That's the new me. I'm a generous guy. Okay. But so I guess we'll have to do a running commentary, right, Ken? Because not every listener, not every listener will be watching.
I would love to hear the interpretation of that.
Okay. So here we go. We're about to watch. What's the name of it?
Invasive Species.
Invasive Species. It's a minute and a half.
And it's our first entry ever in the Wax Monkey Film Festival. Thanks, Kristen.
Yeah, good, of course.
Good
Thank
luck.
You guys.
Okay, here we
big
go.
Big fan of the show.
Yeah, big fan of the show. We'll see how long that lasts. We'll see if that's still true in 2 minutes. Okay. And it's these are etchings. These are kind of, it's not animated. These are still pictures, but we're cutting quickly between the pictures.
It's 9:56 in a kitchen.
It's a kitchen. We're establishing a kitchen.
Looks like this guy's doing the dishes.
Yeah, there's a guy. There's a middle-aged guy. It's 10 o'clock.
It just turned 10 o'clock.
And now he's...
Oh, he went outside. He went out back next to the dumpster for a smoke.
Right. I guess he's working in this restaurant.
Oh, no. There was a spider or something.
No, now he's...
There's a creepy little kid.
Well, it looks like... Oh, gosh, with a...
With a centipede on his face.
Yeah. That's approaching him. And now there's... Oh, now our cook, our little...
Dishwasher.
Our dishwasher is running for his life. And he went home.
He's back in his apartment.
He's in his seedy apartment. But wait, the troll man there.
Oh, no, the little creepy little kid.
The kid, well,
is in his apartment with him.
And he's coughing up. He's coughing up. What is that? A
spiral
spire
stairs
and a center. And now, no, it's some kind of centipede. Okay, hold on. Now he's being devoured by robot insects.
Millipedes.
Oh, I see. Invasive species.
Invasive millipedes. No, there's more.
No, that's the end. There's not more.
Edited by Max DiNardo and Josh Trittini.
Okay, so...
Directed by Kristen Middleton.
So when Kristen said there was a story, that's... We can't...
Oh,
we
no,
can't
there was,
falter.
No, that was...
Technically, there's a story.
Very much a story.
Tell me the story that we just saw, Ken.
There was a guy...
Lonely dishwasher.
Who's a dishwasher...
10 o'clock, he's on his break.
Innocently goes out back for a smoke.
Right.
Sees a creepy little kid with a millipede crawling over his face.
Right.
Runs all the way home.
Right.
To escape this creepy little kid. Yeah. And then what does he find in his own bedroom? The same creepy little kid.
It's an invasive species if ever there was.
The millipede takes over him. The millipede takes over the entire city.
It's another millipede story. If I had a nickel. Okay. We're at 201-209-9. Wait, no, hold on. 201-209-0750.
And now we're looking.
I can't believe I have to learn a new number. I'm so mad.
Just for tonight.
201-209-0750. Now, has anyone else submitted movies?
Well, we have other movies have been submitted, but they don't quite fulfill your criteria, Andy.
All I'm asking is for a story.
A story.
Dishwasher running from the boy from the insect species.
Oh, okay. Common has posted something on YouTube here.
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
Okay.
Says not available anymore.
Oh, Carmen, we need a better link.
Will the Sound Guy has posted a video from 8 years ago. Let's take a look at this.
Oh, are we allowed?
It's called Dead Channels. Oh, it's a music video. So
is it? Well, skip ahead. Maybe there's a story.
He actually said that it was a music video. A music video with a story would be okay.
Well, we can't compare apples to oranges. We need
a story.
We need a story because...
a narrative.
Right, because invasive species.
So we're looking for people to post links to their short videos that have a narrative on the playlist tonight.
And we're also looking, if you have a pen and paper and you feel like writing a letter, when was the last time you wrote a letter? Please write one to me and Ken, and we'll read it out loud next week. Address your envelope, WFMU, attention. I can't read my own writing.
Ken and Andy.
Ken and Andy.
Yeah, or name.
I got you. I've got you. Okay. Post Office Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303.
There you go.
And I'll read it again. Post Office 2011. Jersey City, 07303. Hey, we'd love to get your letters. We'll read every letter. We won't open it till we're on the air.
Common has reposted.
And now there's a link.
Oh, and it's only a minute 18.
Okay, and skip ahead and see if there's a story.
It looks like there might be a story. Well, it's called Shave Sandwich.
It's called what?
Shave Sandwich.
Like it's called what?
Shave Sandwich.
Wait, what's it called?
It's right there, Shave Sandwich.
I'm looking at it. I still don't understand it.
Yeah.
Well, Carmen has to call.
Common? Yeah, Common is his or her name.
Okay, so Common has to call.
It doesn't look like it has a narrative, really. Maybe,
I think it might.
Maybe it does. Maybe there's a twist ending. It's a guy shaving. No, it looks like when he's done, he leaves.
When you said twist ending, I got excited. I thought Chubby Checker would appear and start doing the twist. That's your twist ending, boys and girls. Wait, so that's not, that doesn't qualify?
I don't know. But Common, if you want to call and let us know that it has a narrative, then give us a call at 201-209-0750.
Common, you have to fight for your piece now. You have to fight for your art.
We're looking for our second entry into the Wax Monkey Film Festival.
201-209-0750. If you've made a film, a three-minute film, we'd love to consider it for the first prize, for the grand prize.
Yes.
Who will judge these?
A gold statuette coated in wax of a monkey wearing a fez.
Ken has two of them.
Right, so I'm willing to part with the one.
Is there a funny story of how you acquired
yes.
two of them?
It's hilarious.
Okay, I don't want to hear it. Okay. I just want to confirm that there's a funny story.
Yeah, no,
I had a feeling there was.
It's a really funny story.
Oh, I bet it was. That's fantastic.
Hi.
Funny stories are fantastic.
Aren't they the best?
You are so lucky. When you're going to sleep, if you're in a bad mood, if you had a tough day, you can just remember that story.
I know.
I envy you that.
Yeah. I'm just laughing, thinking about it.
I'm laughing, too. I don't even know the story. I'm laughing because I'm so happy for my friend.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, Andy, it's Common.
Hey, Common.
Hey, tell us about shaved sandwich.
Shaved sandwich.
I was eating a sandwich and shaving at the same time.
Andy, does that qualify as a narrative?
You set a camera. Does anything happen other than that?
No, that's it. That's a plot.
It's not a, well, look up the word plot. It's not a real plot. It's not a real plot.
But he's doing a great job shaving. Look at him go.
10 little Indians.
Look at me go. Eat a sandwich at the same time.
Well, 10 little Indians with Agatha Christie. That's a plot.
Well, I'm
people
sorry.
People are dying one at a time. Why don't you do this? Watch 10 little Indians and then watch your movie, and you'll see exactly what Uncle Andy's trying to tell you.
All right, and I'll be shaving and eating a sandwich at the same time.
That'd be great.
Sounds good.
Good luck to you.
Thanks, Common.
Yeah.
All right, so we still need entry number two.
Are we being too discriminating?
Well, I mean, it is true that it's not fair to compare apples to oranges. So, you know, and I know that you want narratives, so.
Maybe it would be interesting just to do a whole show, or maybe a series of shows, where we actually compare apples and oranges. I'll bring in 10 apples.
Okay.
You bring in 10 oranges.
Yep.
We'll go through them.
I think that you can.
We'll
compare.
Note the differences. Yeah, why can't you compare
them?
Yeah,
you can weigh them. They might.
Yeah.
They might.
You can eat them.
Yep.
What the hell? My whole life I've been told you can't compare them.
No, you definitely
what
can't.
What the hell's going on?
It's another old wives' tale, Andy.
Those old wives, they don't know what the hell they're doing.
I know. They
I think they're stoned out of their
they
gourd.
They're very misinformed.
Yeah. We got to talk to young wives. We got to just follow the hot young wives' tales.
Okay, Jan has put up another movie.
Okay.
Oh, says no narrative. But Jan's a great photographer. And
those hippy-dippy montage movies, they're a little too easy to make, I think. We need a story.
Okay, here's one by Nina.
Okay. What's it called?
It's called Desire Lines.
I like that title. It's intriguing. I'm intrigued.
And they posted it saying it is a story.
Okay.
Oh, but it's 6 minutes, 40 seconds long.
Oh, we can't do that. Sorry. Annoying.
Whoa, the broken line is ringing. Hi, you're on the broken line. You're on the air.
Oh, what are we talking about today?
Oh, hang on. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, thanks for calling. God, I was going to ask the same question. What are we talking about today?
Wow. He called the broken line, too.
You mean the old number?
Yeah, the old number appears to work.
Maybe the old
number's
ringing. It's the miracle of the old number.
I'm going to call the old number.
This is as good or better a miracle than that Hanukkah miracle, that oil lasting eight nights. This is a phone number. Get this, Ken.
Yeah.
Phone number's been broken, right?
Yep.
Phone company came over. They said, this number's broken. No calls will be received.
Yeah.
And then guess what happened, Ken? It's the miracle of the phone line.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, is it working?
I'm on the broken phone line.
It is a miracle.
Better than that lame Hanukkah miracle.
Yeah. I would agree with you.
Can I come back into the building now?
Well, you're not really not in. Well, let's take the next call.
Hi. Oh, well. Hey, good news. Thank you, Lewis. Thank you, Lewis from Verizon, for fixing it so fast.
Does that mean that's the only number we need to give out?
Yep. We can go back to using the regular number.
That I almost have memorized.
We apparently can't watch Desire Lines by Nina because it's 6 minutes long.
We need some other movies submitted. 201-209-9368. Somebody out there must have made a movie, a short little movie for high school or college.
Okay, here we go. Nick B.
Okay.
Has made a short animation about Pauline Oliveris, who's an artist who gets played on FMU a lot.
Okay, I don't think so.
Nick says it features, get this, a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Hold on. Beginning. Hold on. That's good. Middle. Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. That's exactly what I was hoping to have following the beginning. And then, what was the third one?
An end.
That checks off all my boxes. Okay, so we need to talk to Nick. Nick, you have to call 201-209-9368. Our old number is working again.
And Nick, for some reason, the Vimeo's not working.
Oh, well. Nick, if we can't see your movie, son.
Yeah, I don't know why.
What are the judges supposed to do? Take your word for it?
Do I have to log in, maybe, Nick, to see it? Because I don't have a Vimeo account on me.
Nick, why don't you call 201-209-9368. If you swear on your children's eyes.
Oh, here it is.
It's a good movie, we'll believe you.
A minute 45.
Oh, here we go. Okay, Music in a Cistern is the name of the movie. Wait, we got to talk to Nick first. He's not eligible until he calls in.
I think he was serious. I think it does have
a beginning.
It looks
great, right, but we need to talk to him.
Nick, give us a call at 201-209-9368. And this is Nick, who helped out with that great animation that John Kay made of Who's Got the Best Mommy. Nick helped with that.
Oh, yes, we're doing... As our pledge marathon premium.
A collection of animation.
We've asked listeners to animate some clips from the Ken and Andy show.
And we've received 9 really great ones.
Out of how many?
Still waiting on 2 more.
You're saying we received 9 great ones out of 9 submissions?
Out of 11 people who said they were going to do it. Pretty good.
201-209-9368. We're waiting for Nick to introduce this Music in a Cistern.
Nick B., give us a call. 201-209-9368.
Oh, look, he's not going to call. He's too cool for school.
No, he's not too cool for school.
He doesn't call. He doesn't deign call.
He also did a great WFMU bumper sticker once. He did the Orson Welles bumper sticker. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, Nick, I really loved. I love the short animated clip you did of me and Ken on the phone.
It was Nick and John Kay.
Great job. Oh, John Kay, our old friend. Really great job.
Yeah.
I'm really proud to be a small part of it. So 201. Okay, so you made this movie. You want to set this up for us? When did you do this?
I just finished it about a month ago. It's a short animation about the musician.
What the heck? Are you still there?
See, that's how Nick rolls. When he gets the slightest bit bored.
Nick, are you still there?
He just aborts the calls. Nick has a life, Ken. Nick has things to do.
Maybe Lewis is still working on the line.
Guess so. Maybe we should just stick to the name.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, call us back at 201-209-0750.
Oh, they're still working on it.
Yeah, maybe they're still working on it.
Well, So let's put a hold on that.
I don't know what the hell happened.
Let's put a hold on that new holiday that we had just built around the new phone line.
Yeah, yeah, the new phone line.
Why don't we watch Music in a Cistern? Why don't we give him the benefit of the doubt?
Okay. We're going to watch Music in a Cistern, and you can watch along with us if you go to the playlist page, WFMU.org, click on playlist and comments, and let's see, where is...
Just hit play. You just had it.
No, but it's not Nick the Bard. It's Nick B. Yeah, and just search for Nick B. He posted at 6:28 p.m., and there's a Vimeo link there.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to watch Music in a Cistern featuring Pauline Oliveros.
Okay.
It's an animation.
Okay, is it well animated? Oh, it's so much fun.
Fort Worden State Park. They're pulling in.
It's a car pulls into the state park.
There's a dock.
Right? A kid in a cap is...
An old guy.
A passenger. Oh, it's four guys. It looks like they're on a little outing. They found a bunker.
They found a deep pit. A cistern.
It's a bunker.
It looks like a cistern.
Okay, it's a cistern, right? They're calling out. They're apprehensive about something. There's a folding chair there in the...
They're underground.
The dark... Oh.
There's Pauline Oliveros with her keyboard.
They've all brought instruments.
Cassettes?
Yeah, no, they have a little mini soundboard. They're going to record. They're using it as a...
sound chamber.
Yeah, they're using it as a little recording studio. I bet
there's a trumpet player, a trombone player.
The acoustics must be perfect down there.
There's Pauline.
I can see why they came down there.
Oh, we're going inside somebody's ear now.
Yeah, don't try that at home. That's just...
Oh, we're in the cochlea.
Okay, now there's a little... there's some...
Now there's a title card.
There's a text, 88, Pauline Oliveros, concept of deep listening emerged from 45-second reverberation. We simply improvised, played, and learned that the cistern was playing with us.
Beautiful.
It's called deep listening. It examines the contrast. I was moving too fast. Scientists can measure what happens in the ear. Measuring listening is another matter.
And while this is going on, Pauline Oliveros is playing her squeeze box. Her accordion.
Fantastic.
Great job, Nick. Wow, that's a contender.
You know who would love that?
Who?
People that love bunkers.
Pauline Oliveros fans.
People that love accordion players.
That was a beautiful film.
Yeah.
Way to go, Nick.
Beautiful film.
I liked it, and it did have a beginning, middle, and end. He wasn't lying. All right, so that's our second entry.
Did it have any invasive species?
No.
Any insects crawling all over some apartment?
No.
Okay.
Like Kristen's? Is that your mark of a good movie now?
I'm torn. Hmm. I thought that was a perfect movie. I thought Kristen's couldn't be beat. And then I saw Nick's.
All right, thank you.
Now, frankly, I'm torn.
Thank you, Nick Bertuzzi.
So we've had two entries.
And we're looking for our third and final entry.
Here's the criteria. Like 3 minutes or less. Some kind of story, a crude story, can be live action or animated.
All right, here's MB.
Okay.
MB.
What's this called?
I'm not sure. It's called Henesis.
Pointy Shadows.
Pointy Shadows, plural. And here's what MB had to say about it. This video is a documentary documenting a New Year's Day walk through the woods of the North Jersey Country Club. I hope you like it.
Yeah, it sounds great, but it's not quite...
It sounds like it doesn't have
an... No, it's nonfiction. It's not for us.
Whoa, but listen to that soundtrack.
Yeah, it's great, but we can't consider it for this week's prize.
All right.
But clearly, this is a talented filmmaker.
Yeah, we're looking for things that have a beginning, middle, and end.
You think we're going to get a third one?
Yeah, here's Dimitri from Indiana. Here's a little movie I made for an art camp I was in. It's just a little story about a man made of wire.
Hold on. So he's a man.
Yeah, but he's not a flesh and blood man.
He's not flesh, bone, and blood. What's he made of?
He's made of wire.
Well, that's not possible. No, this guy's pulling your leg, Ken. That's just not possible.
Look.
Oh, it is a man of wire.
Dimitri.
It's an animated man of wire. Okay, but let's see. Is there a story? Wait, skip ahead. It's called Wire Man. I know how he got that name.
Wireman's waking up.
Okay, well, hit pause. We've got one. Okay, we need to talk to Dimitri. If he wants to be considered,
Okay.
We're 201, 209, 07.
No.
I'm giving the new number.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
Okay. Hold on, Dimitri. This is your number. Listen carefully, Dimitri. I'm just talking to Dimitri. If your name is not Dimitri, you go about your day. You have no business here. We're just looking for Dimitri to call. 201-209-0750. I don't want to talk to a non-Dimitri.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to a Dominic.
That's close to Dimitri.
Okay, I'll talk to Dominic.
Okay.
201-209-0750. Okay, let's put Dimitri on the air. Hey, hi, Dimitri. Thanks for calling.
No, it's not. He's not there. Oh. Alex posted a link to an unfinished stop-motion animation.
Unfinished. That concerns
me. Unfinished, yeah. So it might be missing the end.
Dimitri, you only have a few seconds. Dimitri, don't let this opportunity pass you by. 201-209-0750.
You know, this is this guy's unfinished stop motion animation. It looks like it has a narrative.
Well, we need an ending, though.
Looks like there's stuff going on, though.
It has a beginning. It has a middle. But what doesn't it have, Ken? You tell me.
A finale.
Yeah. Okay. We don't have Dimitri on the phone.
All right. Let's see what else.
201-209-0750. Dimitri.
Oh, Youth International, Andy. Youth International has posted a video.
Tell me who that is.
I don't know who it is, but they're posting under the name Youth International. And they've written that it's a story of a magic wizard who had some money.
Okay. Well, let's take this call. Maybe it's Dimitri. And
then
we'll get to Youth International. Hi, is this Dimitri? Hello?
Dimitri, you're on the air.
Hello, hi, good day. This is calling from the New Chain Group on a recorded line. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for calling. We always wanted to talk to a recorded line.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, can I add something?
Yes, sir.
This line is being recorded for quality control. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, go right ahead.
I just want to check if do you still own a Mario timeshare?
Oh, if the timeshare is still available? Let me check. Hang on
a
second. Andy, is that timeshare still available?
It got burnt down. This is going to kill you. It got burnt down about 2:30 this afternoon. It burned down.
Completely, though?
Okay. Completely burned down. So you missed it, really, by just 5 hours.
But there's going to be a nice insurance payout on it. I can guarantee you that. Am I right?
Would you be interested? We now have about 55 to 60 pounds of ashes. Would you be interested in purchasing 55 bags of ashes?
You can make really good.
No, it doesn't.
You can make good concrete out of ash. Ash and water and a little bit of dirt. You got a nice homemade concrete.
Can I put you down for 55 pounds of ashes?
That's fun to get a wrong number once in a while.
You think that was fun?
No, I was being facetious.
You've had fun, right? Okay. Is this Dimitri?
Dimitri, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Dimitri, set up your film. We have just a few minutes left. Set up your film. What is it called again, Kenny?
Wire Man.
Tell us the story of Wire Man.
Mm-hmm.
Dimitri?
Yeah. So basically, the whole story is just about this kind of Wire Man that I made. And it's basically just about him kind of questioning who he is and then coming to the conclusion that he is himself. And that's all that matters.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Dimitri. You're in the running for the statuette that goes to the winner of the first Wax
Monkey. So it's an animated film. It's a man made of wire, and he's wondering about his place in the universe. And what does he learn, Ken? He learns that he is who he is.
That's a great lesson,
you think?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, let's watch it come to life dramatically, that lesson. Here we go.
I was being facetious.
I'm going to look up the word facetious. As soon as I get home, I'm looking up facetious.
Okay, we're watching Wire Man. The wireman is waking up.
Yep. He's animated. Oh.
He's looking at his hand.
He's trying to wonder about his place
in
the world.
He's moving his legs. What am I?
He says, what am I? The words appear on the screen. Who am I?
Who am I?
Boy, he's having a... I'm nothing, aren't I? He's having a real existential crisis. He says, no. He says the word no. I am me, and that is beautiful.
The end. I liked it.
I guess, well, I mean, there's so many unanswered questions. I'll have to wait for the sequel.
Should we try to get a fourth entry?
Wireman 2. I believe we should try to get a fourth entry.
Okay.
You said there was Youth International?
Yes, Youth International.
I have to say, from what I've seen of Youth, I'm not optimistic.
All right, here's Youth.
Okay, hold on, wait.
Well, it's 4 minutes long.
Oh, wait, that's a little bit, that's out
magic,
of our criteria.
Magic Purple Wizard with $1 million.
Oh, that's a great title.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just see the first 3 minutes of it. Or start at the 1 minute.
That way, twice a week of everything.
Oh, no, he's real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's just a nut who's being interviewed.
You see magic. You probably, if you know the
magic.
It's just a man on the street interview.
I think it's a crazy, freaky guy at a McDonald's.
Yeah. He found a psychotic man in New York City. How did he do that? How do you find a psychotic man in New York City?
All right, here, Ack the Poofed put together a fake commercial for Old Senility Bourbon.
No, we can't do it. It's
why?
It's not a narrative.
No, it's a fake commercial.
Well, that's no, there's no story.
Commercials have stories.
Fine.
Why might be your name?
I'm Jenny Bourbon, and I'm boozy.
I reach for delicious alcohol filled.
It's a fake. It's a fake commercial.
Well, let's talk. If the guy calls, we'll consider his.
Okay. So Ack the Poofed, give us a call. Let's see what else we got coming
that's the
up
name,
here.
That's the name he uses, Ack the Poofed?
That's his real name, Ack the Poofed.
Ack the Poofed?
Yes, Ack the Poofed.
What's his first name?
Ack.
Ack.
Yes, Ack. Like
and what's
Ocker,
his last
like
name?
Like Ocker.
Okay,
you know?
Ack. And then what's his last name?
Poofed.
And then where'd that second syllable come?
The. It's his middle name.
His middle name is The?
Yeah, Ocker the Poofed. But
please call. Please. Now that's all I want. 201-209-0750. Ack the Poofed.
His friends call him Ock.
201-209-0750.
Okay,
take the call.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Is
Hi.
This FMU?
Yeah, is this Ock the Poofed?
No. Sorry, I didn't mean to take his place there. I made another entry.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Risa.
Risa, that's my sister's name. R-I-S-A.
Are you Andy's sister?
No, that's not my sister.
Okay, and you posted it. Did you post it on the chat board, Risa?
I hope it's the right chat board, but I think so.
No,
how
she's
do you
not.
Spell your name? R-I-S-A?
R-I-S-A.
Do you like your name?
I do like it.
Well, it can't be my sister because my sister's an adult and wouldn't be listening to FMU.
Yeah, Risa, I don't see it. I'm searching for your name and I'm just not finding it.
Well, Risa, post it on the correct chat board.
Yeah, go to WFMU.org and click on playlist and comments. And it's the chat board that's, maybe you posted on one of the other streams chat boards. That could be.
Okay, I'll repost it.
Okay, post it and then
thanks,
call
Risa.
Back.
And then call us back and hurry.
Hurry up
hurry,
so
hurry,
you can
hurry.
Be considered. I've never met another Risa.
Really?
Yeah, it's an unusual name.
Huh.
It's a palindrome. It's the same backwards. It's almost a palindrome, I guess.
It's not even close to being a palindrome.
No, it's not.
No. It would have to be S-I-R.
I just hadn't said anything for a few minutes.
It would have to be Risa Sear to be a palindrome.
Yeah. I don't know why I said that.
Alex made a version of Cannonball Run with toys.
Well, do you want to enter that? We have to talk to Alex. To be considered, you have to...
That's his unfinished stop motion. Okay. It's
okay.
Not unfinished. That's the one that is lacking.
Well, it's almost time to vote.
Yeah,
hey, we have to have... If you... Risa, if you...
I'm looking for Risa. Hang on. Just looking.
Did you hit refresh?
Yeah, I just...
Do you know how to hit refresh?
Yeah, I just... hit
refresh. It's that circular little icon?
Yeah, I just did it again. Greg from Berlin.
Has he posted a video?
Has posted. There's a lot of videos posted here. It's really exciting.
Well, but we
would like one more narrative video.
Okay, well, let's get someone to call. If you've posted a short narrative video, 201-209-0750. Hey, and while we have a minute, please write us a letter next week. We really want to read your snail mail, your actual old school handwritten letters. Send them to WFMU, Attention Ken and Andy, Post Office Box 2011. That's Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. 07303, Post Office 2011.
Greg from Berlin has posted this video called Petrushka.
Okay. So, what's the running time of that?
Just a minute or so.
Why don't we just give him the prize?
You don't want to have
this is easy.
You don't
want
to have the vote.
Well, I don't.
We need to have a vote and then an acceptance speech.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. So we need to talk to this guy.
I can't find Risa. Sorry, Risa. Unless she's posting without putting a name in, that could be. So Greg from Berlin, if you can call, give us a call at 201-209-0750. Oh, man. Verizon had the line working for like 2 minutes, and now it's broken again.
That's so much like them.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the end of our film festival, how do we conduct this vote?
Well,
do you want to try to get one more in under the wire?
I was hoping that we could either get Greg from Berlin or Risa, but they would have to call right away.
And we don't have their movie either.
That's true. When this program's over, I'm going to watch all these videos.
When this program's over, I'm not going to watch any of them.
Yeah.
I look forward to that. You know what movie I look forward to not watching?
What?
The new Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin movie.
What's it called?
It's called 80 for Brady. Can't wait not to see that
80
one.
For Brady?
Yeah. It's old ladies on the road going to meet Tom Brady. I live in fear. I dread when I go to the movies now. I dread seeing the trailer. I just dread it. I get all tense until all the trailers appear.
Hi, you're on the air. Is this Greg?
Yeah, Ken, I sent a lovely video to your phone because I'm technologically not able to.
Oh, well, we can't share it.
Can't deal with it on my phone. Is this Greg from Berlin, though?
No.
Oh,
okay. Thanks for calling.
Sorry.
Let's take this another call.
Okay, well, I think we have to vote on the three that we have.
Tell us the three we saw.
Okay, our three entries are Invasive Species.
Loved it. Loved it. I'd give it 5 giant stars.
By Kristen.
Loved it.
The second one is Music in a Cistern.
Yes. Loved it. I'd give it 5 stars.
By Nick.
The same size stars. Giant stars.
And the third one is Wire Man.
Don't make me choose. Loved it.
By Dimitri. And we are asking people on the chat board.
Do you remember the part in Wired Man where he realized he was beautiful?
Yes.
Love that scene.
That was right around the 45-second mark.
Yeah, I love that scene.
So here's how to vote.
Do you remember the scene in Wired Man when he woke up?
Yes.
Yes.
And he looked at his hands.
Yeah, that was funny.
Moved his legs around.
Yeah, that was good. That might have been my favorite part.
All right, so we're going to do a 5-minute voting period.
5-minute voting period?
Yeah.
No,
you want a three-minute voting
and
period?
How do they indicate one or the
okay.
other?
Okay, you have to put another chat in to the chat board, and if you're voting for invasive species, put in the word invasive.
Well, no one can spell that.
And if okay, what word do you want? It has to be a word that doesn't show up anywhere else.
Oh, it has to be a unique word.
It has to be a unique word.
Or, how about unique?
Okay. And nobody can spell unique either.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
How about banana?
Yeah, banana.
Okay.
Nobody else would write banana. Right.
Okay.
If you want to vote for invasive species, the word is banana.
Banana. If you want to vote for music in a cistern.
How about banana? Has that been used already?
No. Music in a cistern, put in the word grape.
Okay, grape.
G-R-A-P-E.
I love it.
And if you want to vote for Wire Man, put in grapefruit.
Elbow.
Elbow. There you go. Okay, and the voting begins now.
Okay, and the voting ends now.
No,
let's just say it's over.
3 minutes.
No, let's just give them.
To vote for Kristen's movie, Invasive Species, put in the word banana. To vote for Nick's Music in a Cistern, put in the word grape.
Just type that one word, and so Ken can count it.
G-R-A-P-E. And to vote for Dimitri's Wireman, put in the word elbow.
And then,
right? Banana for Invasive Species, grape for Music in a Cistern, elbow for Wireman.
We need these unique words so we can automatically tally the vote.
Yeah.
And we do need the winner to give an acceptance speech.
Right.
Otherwise, we go to the second place winner. So stand by your phone. Get ready to call.
Yeah, so Kristen, Nick, and Dimitri, get ready with your acceptance speech. And we have another 2 minutes of voting. Once again, Invasive Species by Kristen, vote banana. Music in a Cistern by Nick B, vote by putting in the word grape. And for Wireman by Dimitri, put in the word elbow. And we have acceptance speeches coming up. You're not going to, like, yank somebody off the stage during their acceptance speech, are you?
They will have a minute and a half to thank the Lord, thank their drama teacher, their high school drama teacher.
Oh, I need the Oscar. What's the Oscar?
The theme song?
Acceptance speech music. Is it always different?
I don't know. Well, I think.
No, it's always from the movie, right?
Yeah, it's always from the specific.
Oh, right. Movie. So I'll play their movie in the background.
Yeah.
And don't forget, next week we are going to be reading your cards and letters. Actual, physical, analog, snail mail cards and letters.
So write it down. Get out, find a pen if you can. If you have a pen, find a piece of paper if you still have any. Here's the address again. WFMU, attention, Ken and Andy. Post Office Box, 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. You think we'll get any letters?
Yes,
we'll read. We'll read anything you send.
Don't say that.
Why not?
Well, I mean, they have to write it, right? Whatever they send us.
Yeah, they write it, we'll read it.
Yeah. What if they write us a little book? We're not reading that.
Good point, Ken. If they write us a little book, we're not going to read that.
Oh, people do that. Somebody just sent in a fascinating 3-page poem about Carteret, New Jersey.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing next week.
It's upstairs on the bulletin board.
Well, if he wants to resend it, we'll read it next week. 3 pages, you say?
Yes.
3 pages?
About Carteret. Well, it's not just about Carteret. It's about a lot more than Carteret.
It's about the whole county?
Boy, what is it about? It goes.
How much of it have you memorized?
It goes off. I've only memorized the first page.
20120. Oh, wait. 201. Wait. Why am I getting the number?
Oh, hey. Voting is over.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Do your tally. Wait, I'll write down. Okay, so for the first movie, that invasive species, how many votes did we accumulate?
Good question.
Okay, so you're looking for the word invasive.
14.
Okay, go ahead. 14, that's a pretty big number, but I've heard of bigger numbers. 28, for example, is a bigger number.
Grape?
Yeah.
16.
16, and then for Wireman...
Elbow.
I'm sorry, elbow? You're looking for elbow? And how many?
12.
12.
So grape is the winner. That's Nick Bertuzzi and Music in a Cistern. Nick.
You have to call if you want your prize.
Hurry, Nick. Call back.
You want your trophy.
201-209-0750.
Wait, was that the guy that was cut off earlier?
Yes.
Oh, so I have...
No, but
I don't have high hopes.
No, but it was the Verizon. It was Verizon that cut
him off.
Can
Nick call a different number?
201-209? No, call the good number, 209-0750. Hurry, Nick. Call. We need your acceptance speech.
I think Nick has better things to do. You saw how talented he was.
Yeah.
Wait, just remind me, which one was his?
It was Music in a Cistern. It was the people going into the underground cistern.
Yeah.
And Pauline Oliveris and her musician pals. Let the cistern play them. Some people think you go into a cistern and you play inside the cistern. Oh, no, that's not how it works. The cistern plays you.
Cistern plays you, brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Nick, 201-209-0750. Listen, if he doesn't call, can it go to the second place winner? Let's give him another 10 seconds. Nick, Dial Like the Wind, 201-209-0750.
Okay, well, the second place winner would be Kristen.
Kristen, give us a call. By default, Kristen has won. 201-209-0750. If she calls. Wait, we have that long delay. It's going to take her a while to call.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on in the future.
Yeah, we're on in the future.
It takes a while for everything to catch up.
Give the number out again.
To the present. 201-209-0750.
Should I give the address for next week? FMU, yeah. Attention Ken and Andy. Post Office 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. Okay, hey. Let's take that first call. Here we go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Congratulations.
Nick. We're sorry. Sorry, Andy. Kristen.
Okay, Nick, why don't you give your little speech? This is your... Did we lose him?
I think that was his speech. Did you catch it? He said, go to hell, Andy. Best acceptance speech ever.
Should we hear Kristen's speech? Just to compare it.
Hi, is this Kristen? Damn, the phones are messed up.
Go to hell, Andy.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you need a timeshare?
It's Nick Bertozzi.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Nick.
Nick, who do you want to thank? What's in your heart right now?
I just want y'all to know that I had such big dreams and expectations as a younger person, but what happened is they got sort of fizzled out by life and whatever.
Right. But now your faith
thank
in mankind.
You, thank you so much. Your wow, faith. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. It really means a lot. Thank you. Wow.
Your faith in yourself and your faith in the system has been rekindled.
Oh, and thanks, Mike White. I wouldn't be here without him.
Great speech. All right, now how can he receive his wax monkey?
I have Nick's address. So, Nick, I shall send you the wax monkey.
Love you guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Nick, it was a real contest. Nick, you really did outscore by just a couple votes.
I voted for banana.
Way to go, Nick. All right, we are out of time. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org. Thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't.